Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm actually finding found.
I might go home.
I'm actually finding found.
I might go home.
I actually found fine.
I might go yes. Can't bring a prostitute to church with you, whether she's conscious or not. I think we can all agree on that.
That's a matter.
What the fuck?
Mr. Brown.
I'm on camera.
He's on camera, look. We can touch him and shit now.
Am I actually on camera? Is
yeah,
that fully?
Yeah, baby.
On the wide. We have three camera angles now.
Look, you can cut between all three and you can see everything now. We have a brand new set.
This fucking hot box of a house.
We made a promotional video with Cracker Milk Boys, and that's out. Man, we've pretty much, yeah, we've really put in a lot of
really
effort.
This isn't much of an upgrade.
Yeah.
This is still shit.
A lot of this is from op shops.
At least you got a fucking couch.
From an op shop.
Can you show them your chair?
This is...
Stand up, cunt! Stand up, cunt!
Oh, it's a little
chair.
Plastic blue chair.
Little plastic blue chair for the Brown every 10 episodes or so. If he's pulling his weight around here, babies, we will give him a chair upgrade.
He gets upgrades. We already bought his upgrade chair. It's so good. Oh, fuck. It's like a little... I don't want to go into it.
I thought
it's
I was going to get a couch.
It's an egg chair.
So let us quickly go through the episode this week. What we're going to be doing, and we're obviously not going to do the question segment this first episode because we don't have any questions. We haven't been asked any fucking questions, baby.
It's 2022.
So we'll start that next week, but this is pretty much what the fucking episode's going to look like, right? Well, first, we're going to have a little bit of shit talk, which will take a while. We've got a lot of things to talk about that happened over the holidays, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Then we talk about our sponsors. Then we talk about Matt's little black book.
Oh,
which I found. I found it, right? I found it at home and it's full of fucked shit, right? Then we've got Michael's Bible. He's finally finished his Bible and he's letting me read it to the public.
I got fucking so spiritual over the holiday break.
That's all he was doing is writing his Bible.
I looked at the stars a few nights.
And we're going to start a segment called Comment of the Week, all right, where we choose the best comment. Can be a question, can just be a normal comment.
It's called The Cow.
Then we're going to have the Bachelor Brown segment, which we'll explain. Questions, obviously. A new segment, German or gibberish?
Ooh, that's cute. I'm looking forward to that.
Bud. Then we give relationship advice.
Yeah.
Then we do the P.O. box and the prank call, baby.
Well, fucking go us. We are back. We have backs. And God. Brown's back.
Look at him.
He's fucking so cute.
He hasn't said a fucking word since the camera started rolling.
He's on the blue.
He hasn't said a fucking word.
It's looking right at me. It makes me nervous.
Yeah, yeah,
scary,
yeah.
It's man.
A fucking
yeah.
person, baby.
Now.
Thousands of people watching right now, baby.
And guess what, everyone?
Hundreds of thousands.
I have a fucking coal saw the size of Jupiter.
Huge.
It looks like
black.
It's gotten bigger since we fucked with it to make it look bigger.
Big yeah, black
yeah,
saw.
It really hurts.
Weeping virus fluid.
Yeah. Infected.
Mm. Sucks. But yeah, that's me.
It is so hot. I don't know how you guys sit here and do this.
Should we do the sponsors before we talk about what happened during
yeah,
the holidays?
Get that done because you got to get it done early or they get cranky.
All right, we got fucking Manscaped, all right? Go to Manscaped, fully actual 20, you get 20% off all of their fucking products. They got ball shavers, they got ball wipes, they got balls you can put on a shirt. They send you a whole little box full of shit, man. They got shit you don't even know you need, baby.
They also have started giving away these little packs and they've got like scissors, your nail clippers, all that
oh
stuff.
Yeah, that actually was quite handy.
I actually took mine and used it. I haven't used it yet. I've just been looking at it.
That's a good start, baby. Buy some Manscaped shit to look at, baby. 20% off, fully actual 20 is the discount code. All right? For fuck's sakes, if you need to buy some male grooming shit, you may as well have 20% off courtesy of us.
And it helps us.
Fully actual 20. The other fucking sponsor of the fuck podcast, right? It's the University of Markle, our subscription website where we post weekly videos that we cannot post to social media because they are too fucking fucked. Okay, ask any member. They are fucked. You can have a look for yourself. 21-day free trial. The link is in the description. And you can see for yourself how fucked it is. You will not see content like that anywhere. Michael, while you're listening to this, the video I just posted yesterday, you went to hospital.
It was honestly the worst night I've had in probably about 10 years.
It was exceptionally stressful, okay? We filmed a video. It went wrong. And he was bleeding out of his ass like you wouldn't believe. This is not porn. We don't make porn. Settle down, Brown Town. It's just a video that we did and it went wrong.
Yeah, I had.
Do you know exactly what happened to you? Like,
it burnt.
Like, fully well, explain
the
it?
The second doctor I went to said I've basically like sunburnt the inside of my colon.
You got to watch it. We made a chemical reaction come out of Michael's ass. Okay, that's all you need to know.
I was in excruciating pain. I think we've included that in the video. I just documented it as I was going from hospital to hospital. Holy fucking shit. One hospital denied me because I had a temperature.
Yeah, so they just said, no, you can't baby. Come in Not here. To mention that, the ambulance takes like a couple of hours to get to you now. But it's a fucking, yeah, it's a beautiful video. It'll be out right now.
Is it really?
Yeah, mate, beautiful. I guarantee it. It started off very simple. Started off very innocent. All we want a little chemical reaction out of this.
We wanted a volcano from the ass.
All right? Oh, exactly, nice. Baby. Have you seen the footage?
No, I haven't
seen
it.
No, because you're not subscribed to anything, yeah. Are you? And yet you sit there and demand that they subscribe to this podcast channel.
Yeah,
you fucking can't.
That's very hypocrite.
By the way, yeah, if you want to help us out and you can't subscribe to the website or buy Manscaped shit, that's fine. All we ask is that you fucking pummel that like button, baby. Fucking king hit it from the back or some shit, baby.
Yeah. And why not leave a comment?
You may as well leave a comment.
You might get the cow of the week.
The comment of the week, but it has to be a pretty good comment for that. I'll tell you that right now. If you don't know what to comment, just comment the word comment and please subscribe.
The cow of the week. That's a really good
comment of the week. Abbreviated cow.
Look, we've even got a new thing here and we're going to learn how to record sound on it, and then we can play the sounds and shit, man. So for cow of the week segment, we can play like a mooing sound. Yes, yes, exactly that. That's it.
Record the best fart.
Yep. Yeah, and then we
have Arnold Fine say some shit.
Dude, imagine if we could record on top of the recording and just have one long string of fart.
Oh, I mean like, yeah, I know what you're talking
about. And then we add it all together and then it's a half hour fart by the end of the season, and then we play that for the finale, babies.
Yeah, I guess. That sounds pretty good.
Oh, no.
That would be music to my singes, man.
Can you smell?
No, I can't smell anything. My nose has been daft.
Oh, man, I'm sweating. It's a fucking hot box in here.
Are we going to get aircon one day?
No. Okay. I fucking hate this house. Yeah, I'm not upgrading it.
We always talk about it. It's the basement of Michael's house, all right? It's a basement in Michael's house. Anyway, shit talk. We had all of us had
I totally forgot we all had Connor, will you be able to cut the word out of it completely? Because that's a bad word in the social media world.
All right, instead of the C word from now on, we're going to say...
So we all got what?
Okay, we got it from a party.
We got it to a party we went
and
to.
And I made out with a lot of dudes.
Well, that could be why you got it.
Yeah, Julian probably got my tongue down you. I made out with some other random.
I saw you make out with some short hair blonde, but I don't know if it was a guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Brown missed it.
I didn't
want to. Anyway, what else do we need to talk about happened over the holidays? The boys' trip. Now, holy fuck, okay? Our boys' trip. You know, our boys' trip aren't as wild as they used to be, okay? So we have one night where we just fucking go wild and fucking cocks are out. We're running around the house just fucking just going nuts, cunt.
You were naked.
He was on the roof. He was on the fucking roof vomiting down the fucking chimney, cunt.
Dude, we did get loose. It got pretty loose.
We have one loose night, and then, you know, we might smoke some weed on the other days or take some mushrooms.
And we go on adventures.
Simple things.
Could you explain the camera thing? Because that was one of the most hilarious things.
Yeah, we had on the Airbnb we stayed at, they said that there's a camera at the entrance And then we get there. There's a camera at the entrance. There's a camera at the front. There's a camera inside. We don't know if the cameras are working or not. So I said, you know, I'll fucking find out here, boys. And I pulled my pants down and started doing helicopter like that at the camera. Because I thought the owner, if he sees me doing that, will say something if he's watching us. He's not meant to be watching us.
He probably wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it was
I've
a camera
just done that,
that
now for nothing.
Yeah. But like it made us laugh.
It was a camera in the living room that faced like the sitting area of the living room. So Marty just got completely naked and just started getting his dick out.
A dick out for the cameras, baby.
Oh, and we won't go into that in case he watches this fucking thing.
What, but the owner?
Yeah.
Yeah, he might. Don't. Yeah, yeah. Oi, oi, boys, seriously. Hey, calm it down with the owner, okay? He still watches.
And... okay, we did go on a massive adventure day, which went horribly wrong.
So like, this is where we stayed.
It actually went sort of right. It worked out.
So where we
stayed could have gone wrong.
Where we stayed, there's all these creeks, and it had been raining for the previous like 4 days. So we thought, it was James's idea. Let's be honest. He said, let's go get some inflatables, and we'll float down the river like we did when we were like 21 in Brisbane at a much more calm river.
Yeah.
We do that, and some of the locals are like, oh, it's been raining, boys, be careful of floodwaters. Be careful of the floodwaters.
And there's stonefish.
And stonefish?
Yeah. Are they really venomous? Were you making that up?
No, you saw the sign. Stonefish. I pointed at the sign.
Are they venomous?
Yeah, they stick their spines up, you cunt, and fuck their phlegm up it.
Okay, so that's real.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fuck.
And anyway, we jump in our inflatables, we start our journey. The river is quite fast. It's not what we're used to. And Brown was not happy from the beginning. It's a very scenic little thing. But there were some white water parts where we sort of had to carefully, and there's all this debris sticking out of the water because the creek's so much higher than what it usually is. Plus there's trees and shit sticking out of the water, branches everywhere. So we had to navigate our way through little small bits, and he's just banging into everything.
Not everything.
He's just fucking floating around like a shit like fucking in the ocean.
All these trees sticking out and fucking sticks going into his boat. Didn't half of it get deflated?
Half his boat was deflated.
I was halfway through. So I did, was it 10K we did?
It was a 4.5 hour journey.
Yeah, far.
And I did half of that with a half deflated boat.
Yeah, like he was, like water was taking
in. What would you have done? Imagine if we, at the end, when we all got so far ahead, if yours had, the inner ring had also deflated, you would have been fucked.
Well, I played that out in my head.
For a while you're like, wait.
The end, I got stuck, and I was like, I had to like sort of bounce, like lift it over like rocks and trees and stuff, and to get across. And in the end, I was thinking in my head, I'm gonna have to try and walk out of here somehow. And I'm pretty sure I could have got to the side. But if I went in the water, I think you pointed out,
it's fast on top, but if you were in the water, it is powerful as fuck. It's like, anyway, so this leads us to the next part of the story, okay? So the flood water was so high, it was level with this bridge, okay? So you could just see the very top of the bridge sticking out. We're like, oh, fuck, that's not good. And we could see all the water getting sucked down underneath the bridge.
And to make matters worse, on top of the bridge, the fucking fence along the bridge that's just sticking out is electrified.
An electric fence.
For some
fence.
Bullshit reason.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
that it was a death trap. Like, it was perfect for the scene of a film for something to go wrong.
So we could go to the side, but we had to be very careful not to touch the electric fence. So, and we saw it quite late. We all started fucking paddling hard trying to get to the side. And one of our mates, the guy at the front, Luke, because he was at the front, had less time and ended up getting sucked into the middle of the bridge. And now he's pinned.
His boat has gone up halfway onto the bridge. He's actually tried and touched the electric fence and it's got him. So he's backed the fuck away from that because fuck electricity. And then he's sort of just on his boat.
Pinned. He can't pull himself up. He's just pinned, pushed, squished into the bridge. And then you saw him.
I watched him. So I made eye contact with him. And like I saw him just starting, his legs were getting more and more and his head starting to go lower and lower.
Oh.
So he's getting dragged under the bridge. And then he took one last gasp of like air, looked at me, and this went down. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, he's dead in my head. And I'm just trying to say to Marty what's happened because I'm the only one who's seen it. So I'm like, Luke. And then fucking 3 seconds later, somehow he just pops up.
I did see that. Yeah. And a big log and like all this dirt and shit came up with him. So like if he got fucking pinned, if there was a bit, a branch or something.
There was a big log on the other side. It just happened to not. Like
he did
luckily,
get he grabbed on underwater. He told us he hit a stick and grabbed onto it and was shaking. And luckily that broke away. And then he fucking came up with the stick.
If he got pinned under there, dead within seconds.
Like man,
he wasn't getting out of that. You can't swim against that current, baby.
I thought he was. I was like, yeah. I thought it was it. I was like, holy shit, I just watched my friend die.
And he was you were the last thing he saw.
Yeah, and I was the last thing. I'm just looking at him going, whoa.
Imagine
and
then he if looks we at never me, saw him again.
Under.
Man,
gone.
Yeah. If people want to see the bridge we're talking about, that's in one of the videos.
It's in the website. Yeah. We actually filmed the boys trip. Like it was probably 20-minute compilation of all the stories.
On the
and
website.
Fuckery.
I think we are making a social media version of the boys trip video too. So it might be out right now. It might not. But yeah,
you
we
can
filmed
see
some
us
of it
at the bridge and talking about it. So
fucking
yeah. Holy shit.
So like that was one of the, that's a fully a near death experience for him.
Yeah. Yeah. I bought him a dessert that night.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael, like actually like when I'm ordered him a dessert and bought it and paid for it.
I bought
everything.
Three and I gave him the one that I didn't want the most.
Upon inspection, yeah. He casted it aside. But yeah, Luke nearly died. And that's the boys trip. Drama that happened, baby.
Oh man,
was there anything else?
Oh,
during
we
the
had
holidays.
Just,
lots of laughs,
lots
man.
Of laughs, lots of nudity, and lots of fucking. Marty's got this new fucking dance or whatever. He does a jingle,
oh, yeah,
and it's honestly the funniest thing I've ever seen, and we've all ever seen in my life, and it fucking gets me off.
Look, it's this song, all right. Anyway, it's from a movie. It's Will Ferrell.
So German.
And I just love it. Look, Bosley's looking over because he knows. Daddy dances when that plays, cunt.
Like, yeah, it's a great dance. It had, it really, it changed me. It fucking,
it really hit me too.
And like,
it struck me.
If you want to see it, it's on the Boys Trip video on our website and fucking hell. Best dance ever.
It struck me.
It's no. Very good, okay? And what else
It's just
happened?
Basically me we clapping. Just... It's not that good, okay? It's just me clapping whenever they go, yeah,
no, your arms do something weird at the dong. End. After you clap, your arms do something really pretty.
Yeah,
I
nah,
really
that's
like
true.
That.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I love that part. Yeah, that's probably my favorite part is what your arms do. So, yeah.
And Jackson and Lockie came out and visited
Jackson
us.
Jackson and Lockie came for one of the nights. It's a bloody great time. All
they had a rough time. They got stuck out the front for half hour.
Oh, yeah.
And then they bursted a tire on the way home. They had an adventurous trip.
But anyway, that's our boys' trip, and it's a bloody ripper every time. I'll tell you that much for free right now, right here and right now.
Yeah, I just heard that.
Oh, and now what about the Jackass?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
All right, so here we go, baby. Paramount come to us, and they say, hey, do you want to make a video to promote the new Jackass movie? We are pitching them idea after idea after idea. They're saying no to fucking everything. And it basically boiled down to them saying, why don't you just get a tattoo and show it to the boys and we'll set up a Zoom.
Was that their idea?
Yes. Okay. Fucking. And we're like, we're meeting our fucking heroes. We're not going to get a fucking tattoo and show it to them. So we said, no, we're not going to do that. That's fucking lame as shit.
And they're like, you make sure that you tell us anything you're going to do that's out of order.
During
make sure you run it by us because you can't do anything crazy.
Yeah, they didn't want us to. So we just said, oh, look, we'll just do the interview and we'll turn that into a video. And then they came back and were like, oh, yeah, okay, but make sure you only ask questions about their career and about the movie. Nothing else. You can't do any stunts. You can't do this because it'll promote people to think that they can audition and to try and be on Jackass and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, we're like, yeah, whatever. And then we devised a sneaky little plan.
Yeah, we went behind their backs, but for good reason.
Yeah, fucking oath.
Fuck you, Paramount.
So I don't know if anyone's seen the interview. It was a little. We were fucking nervous as fuck,
oh
man.
God.
It was the nervousest we've ever been for an interview, and we were also worried that Paramount was going to cut our interview halfway through. So we fucking tried to cram all the jokes in at once. It was a little bit fucking cringy, but look, at the end of the day, you got to make sure that they remember you. All right, so we did a few fuck things. Michael drank his piss. I shaved my head and eyebrow, and Michael shaved his eyebrow, and look, we were just a little bit silly.
Yeah, we were cute. We was very, very fun. Yeah.
And they let us see the movie.
Steve-O is a gentleman.
And a scholar. They let us see the movie before it even came out in real world, baby, gold class. That was
nice. It was nice. We got like a bit of food and
stuff.
Bosley,
don't lick. Hey, that brings me to some other news. Bosley is, had a lump on his leg. I had it cut out over the holidays. It is malignant. So that means it is a bit cancerous. So I have to keep a very close eye on him and make sure they got it all. But it's a very low grade cancer. So that means it's very unlikely to spread. And if it does come back, it'll be in the same spot, just on his leg. So it's a little bit scary.
Yeah, fucking hell. Few hospital trips happening.
Yeah, fucking oath. There's fucking been a hospital more times than I care to think about, Matt Brown.
I have to keep checking the cameras.
Yeah, god damn, that makes things stressful. But yeah, apart from all that, that's probably what we did.
And we've also hired James, one of our fucking best mates, is now also working for Marty and Michael full time. So gives us more time to be organized. He pretty much fucking sorted a lot of this set, built the tables and shit.
He built the tables?
Yep. He's just an organizer. He's an organizer, and eventually he will be a manager role. Welcome, James.
He's got a cactus garden. It's fucking amazing.
Cactus garden, baby.
You should see his garden. It's fucking good. He's very good at organizing things. He's a proper adult.
By the way, guys, we're going to be relying on you to tell us which of these segments during this episode are fucking shit and which ones you fucking want back, okay? We don't fucking know. We just think everything we do is hilarious.
Yeah.
So just let us know if something's shit. All right?
It's 6:20. Is that...
Bong break.
But I need the clap.
On this day.
Oh, here we fucking go.
On this day in 1999, rats drained a sack of fluid situated under the chin of Adele. The sack formed while she was rolling around a deep gutter in London while fucked on black tar heroin and ketamine. Had the sack been left untreated, it would have killed her, meaning that the rats saved her life. She wrote that song, Rolling in the Deep, about the experience. The chorus, We Could Have Had It All, refers to the heartache she felt when the rats left her after draining the sack instead of staying with her.
Oh, except no. The stain?
That's a funny word, isn't it? That's seriously a funny word. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Delicious. Guess what I have?
Oh, I thought you were going to fart.
Oh, I wish I did, babies. Me guts are all clear, cunt.
Oh.
Me guts are all fucking clean aired and shit. Push it up, fuck bitch. I'll fuck you to death, baby. I'll cry on your dick. You want me to fucking cry on your baby, bitch? I'll suck you till you come, cunt.
I'll cry on your dick. I'll cry on it.
Oh, that's I love the Mike Tyson takeoff. I'll suck you till you come.
Okay. All right, so this is fucking Matt. You found it.
All right, so look. So the diary entries obviously ended last year for the Brown Town, okay? He was not willing to share any further details there. He's not happy with the backlash. He's not happy with how personal things got. And now everyone knows exactly who he is as a human being.
Well, I found Fully Actual after it.
So I found this little, Matt's little black book. Okay, and this disgustingly has every single fuck that the Brown has ever had written in there, and it's got a little story to it so he doesn't forget.
I don't know if I really want to do this.
He's got a black book full of every bird he's fucked, and he's fucking got a description about how he fucked him, right?
Oh man, that's...
I don't think I want to do this.
Oh, here we go.
Anyway, just listen to it. Who knows? You might really like this trip down memory lane for you. Okay. have number one. My first have was not memorable at all. The only thing I remember was her height, weight, scent, address, and blood type. I was nesting in a hole I had dug next to a driveway of a girl I'd been observing. I recognized the sound of her car leaving and flattened my body out so she could not see me protruding from my watch hole. She drove off and I leapt into action. I'd been preserving a dog corpse for the last 5 weeks, waiting for this opportunity. I lay the dog corpse across the driveway and knelt next to it. I forced tears to fizz from my eyes by crushing a cyst that had formed on my neck with my hands. I crushed and crushed until I felt one of my fingertips rupture the cyst. Tears started flowing freely and my trap was set. After some time, I saw the girl driving up the street. She had returned. I started weeping uncontrollably and howling at the moon. She slammed the brakes on as she saw me and wound her window down. Oh my God, what happened?
Dwerg! Dwerg hit my dog! My dog is dead!
I saw the pity swell in her eyes and I knew I had a chance. She got out of the car and walked over. I stood and hugged her immediately, making sure to continue weeping. Her scent danced into my nostrils and my pupils began pulsing. My grip around her tightened. I'm so sorry this has happened to you, she whispered. I slowly pulled away and from the hug and looked right into her eyes.
I can't bear to be alone tonight.
She looked down at the dog corpse and back up into my eyes. Well, do you want to come in for a cup of tea? Before she had even finished the question, I grabbed her wrist and started towards her house. We sat and spoke for hours, and I made sure to stay as sad and depressed as I possibly could. During a break in conversation, I saw my opportunity and shot my oily tongue in and out of her mouth. She pulled away, hesitant. What are you doing?
I'm dead. I'm dead, dead.
She looked unsure but kind of shrugged and let me continue. I entered her and my erectile tissue began expanding like elephant toothpaste in her guts. It wasn't long and I began ejaculating one solid chunk. I detached myself from her and started leaving her house. She watched on confused as my chunk dangled from her split.
Jump down, I said, and slammed the door behind me.
Oh my God, dude. That is intense.
So that is Matt's little black book. Full of little treasures.
Dude,
Full of little treasures.
I don't think I'm ready for everyone to hear about my adventures.
Dude, I think based on the fact that we had your diary, this is less personal.
How is that less personal?
It's just an experience. Your diary entry is all about your thoughts and prayers and everything going on around you and how you feel about things. This is more just like a cool little story about chicks that you banged.
This has all gone to shit for me. I've got the shittest chair in the world and now I'm having my private sexual life read out to the masses.
I have to have my Bible read.
Yeah, that's true.
Michael, I don't want to share my religion yet.
Yeah, okay. That might make me feel better.
Michael is...
I haven't perfected it.
He's a god. Michael has sort of come to the opinion that he's a godly creature with powers and special magic.
Yeah, over the break, I realized.
Yeah,
it would explain the hair change.
Anyway, so Michael's given me his Bible, and I've taken screenshots of some of the verses. And I'd like to read them out to you, if that's okay.
Okay, you can share it.
Chapter 19, verse 3 from the book of Is. What is now isn't forever. So is really is if it isn't one day? Don't live by is and remember that an is can be an isn't in any moment. Is temporary. So don't live your life on what is right now, but rather just be, knowing that isn't is and is isn't.
Dude, that fully does make sense if you think about it.
Well, yeah. It's sort of saying that nothing's permanent, everything's temporary, so don't focus on what's happening right now, good or bad, because one day this isn't. I get it, man.
Because of, like, asteroids and shit.
100%. It actually mentions that. I didn't read it that, though.
It's in between the lines. You got the thought process.
It says it at the bottom here, asteroids.
Oh, no.
Oh, dude. It's spot on. It's spot on.
It did make me feel a lot better.
110%, baby.
But like, it isn't perfect. I'll get there.
But it, who knows? It might one day is perfect. You see what happened?
Holy shit, dude. You fucking nailed that. Did you get that?
No, I missed that completely.
So I said it isn't perfected yet. Yeah. Anyway, it is.
I'll have to rewatch it.
That's what happens when close up.
Very good.
All right, so this right now, we would usually do the questions that you guys drop in. So feel free to drop your questions. We'll be looking for the questions that have the most likes to read out first.
Yeah, send us your questions. I'll look at them all and I'll read out what I can.
During this time, we'd also be doing comment of the week, okay? Which means we're going to pick the funniest or the best or the most profound comment that anyone has posted. All right? It's not going to exactly go off likes. We're going to be the judges of which comment gets comment of the week. And whoever gets comment of the week, it will be recorded somewhere and go into the comment of the week Hall of Fame, baby. Yes.
Do we make the comments based around each episode or do we let them go for whatever they want?
Whatever you want. The canvas is so blank right now that it's see-through. So all you need to do is reach out and topple it over, baby, because no man waits aside the long.
Yeah,
and that's a verse out of the book of Michael.
That's right. Yeah, spot on. That's chapter 2.
That's chapter 2. It's all written here. We're also starting a segment, right?
Okay.
Now, as you know, well, you might not know, Michael and I are both very happily taken, and Matt Brown is he's a single lad. So take a good look, ladies and gentlemen. No. Look at that.
No.
Get that fucking head right there, because Matt doesn't know this, but we're starting a segment to help him fuck as many bitches as fucking possible, cunt.
No.
Is this the Bachelor Brown?
Bachelor Brown. So what we need, if there's only like 5 chicks watching, we need any of those chicks, if you're single and you want to have a date with the Brown, write in a little something about yourself, not to the fully actual Instagram, because he'll see it, to the Marty and Michael Instagram. If we pick 3 every week, you pick your favorite, and then we call them after the show or during. You can specify when you're sending us a message, because it might be too shy to have your first conversation.
Maybe we should
with the
message
Brown.
Him and not call him. That could get awkward.
Okay. No, I reckon phone dates.
Well,
with
we
Brown.
Can, we'll play it by ear. We don't want to put any sexual pressure on him. Look at him sculling that water, just thinking about driving his solid stick straight in between the posts. Slark! Slakata!
Very good spell.
So
Bachelor
Brown will be back next week.
Yeah, wow. So that's exciting.
Dude, I'm not having a good time.
There's some good segments. Like, how rad was my Bible?
Dude.
Yeah, that's the only good part so far.
These episodes are going to go for so long, baby. Holy shit, I just realized that.
That's all right. We'll get through them.
Matter of fact.
We're only at 40 minutes.
Yeah, how long have we been gone? 40 minutes.
Yeah, plus a bong break, so you're at 35.
Go us.
Did you like the weed?
No, like that's the highest I've been. I haven't smoked for like 2.5 weeks, so I'm really fucked.
My tolerance is quite low again now.
What's going on with those bruises?
Oh, I got real bad hurt today.
Yeah, we did a video on Where's Wally, and Michael forgot his shirt, so we had to make one.
I'm in pain again.
We won't be allowed to post that to social media, but...
Yeah, true.
But there's a funny...
Another website video.
There's a funny part that we can post. The very end when bloody Julian comes and slaps you. That's great.
Oh, I
didn't
check the back.
Yeah, that's exactly right, mate.
Mm. I've been pained on the exterior and interior.
Oh, well.
Colon. Sorry. Burnt colon.
Yeah.
3 days of agony.
And that's what...
I was like this for like 3 days.
Burnt colon.
Shitting just blood. Nothing else, just blood.
It was weird. It'd like fill up with blood. Like a teaspoon of blood would happen every half an hour. I just shit out this liquid of blood.
But it looks like a lot of blood.
How
in
did
the water.
You explain it to your partner?
She fully understand and like drove me to 3 hospitals. It was really cool. She was amazing.
I understand, Michael.
But we called her parents, who are nurses.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that comment. I did hear.
I would never be able to fucking, that is like.
Oh, no.
They did a video. I chugged some vinegar up my ass.
How you going? How you been? All right? How's work?
Yeah, I must say, her father-in-law was very, or my father, well, just, he was very, very.
He was very understanding. Yeah. He was very, very.
No, he was
very.
Like, you idiot.
Yeah, I heard. But, and he said you could have permanently damaged yourself that you could have a colostomy bag.
Oh, that was. Imagine if he had a shit bag right now, dude. Yeah. As sad as that would have been for a while, eventually.
That could
comedy
come very good.
Fucking gold, baby.
Imagine I just have it out every podcast.
Yeah, well, yeah. Of course. Just be holding it.
You just see it fill up during the podcast.
Yeah, seeing just, long shits just squeeze into it. I'm shitting right now.
Holy shit. It's sort of water fully suited.
Damn, baby. It would have been very on brand to have a colonoscopy bag.
Oh, man. Well, fuck it. We'll do it again.
Okay. Yeah, we directly after we discussed it, we're like, oh, we should do that again and do it like that.
Yeah, the burning doesn't set in till like an hour later because the vinegar's fully burnt through all
the
lining.
Dude, I eat a pack
of
vinegar
colon.
Chips and burn my mouth. Like, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, this is like
pure
vinegar.
Think about salt and vinegar chips. That would have made total sense.
What do you mean?
Do you ever eat salt and vinegar chips? How much does it suck when you eat salt and vinegar chips? Most of the time you burn your mouth because I eat them so much.
Of course it's going to.
But that's a salt as well though, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's a vinegar.
Because you've necked a glass of vinegar fine before.
Yeah, no, I had probably 12 hours of pain then.
Oh, really? Yeah,
you just felt
mention
sick.
That.
Yeah, I know. I was just hoping everything would be okay, and I knew we needed to make a volcano. It would have been so cool. And it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That sounds so dumb.
But like, it would have been, it was important.
Well, people want to know. People wanted to know that. They were saying, oh, all the time they're saying it. What the? Can you make an eruption out of your asshole? They said that, and we'd be like, "Fucking hell! Really? No one else is going to look at this."
I was a volcano.
He's a volcano, baby. No one else going to look at this. We now have to do
Holy
this.
Shit.
What color was it?
It was all sorts.
Oh, it was just blood for like three.
Oh yeah,
days.
The blood after. Oh. Yeah. But during the volcano,
I was so worried.
Oh my god,
it was bicarb as well, so it fizzed a lot.
It was blood.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem right. That doesn't seem correct.
Volcano. And also, yeah, fucking no ambulance came. They don't come anymore.
Yeah, so be careful.
Well, maybe they were busy and you weren't top of the.
And if you've got a fever, you're not allowed in hospitals.
So be like, careful, man.
I was very scared.
Ice your forehead before you go in. I wonder if that would work.
Did they take your temperature?
Yeah.
Sorry.
But you think you'd have a temperature if you've been like this for 6 hours burning up from shitting blood.
Yeah, I don't think they liked your reason for why you were in pain.
Yeah.
No, I told him that I was doing a health thing.
You were doing a Mentos enema.
Colonoscopy. And the fucking... I just said that I used all vinegar, not watered
down.
Didn't
dilute
vinegar.
It, yeah.
So like,
oh, you didn't dilute it?
I know. Well, that's what the nurse should have been like. Holy shit, let's get you right in because
you
could die.
Strong.
Why didn't
vinegar.
You dilute it?
We don't know.
Because we wanted a bigger reaction.
We wanted to fucking make the explosion.
Where was the?
We even yeah. I don't know.
Where was the research?
I don't know.
We sort of researched. Like
we called some people and they said, oh, I guess it's okay. Our research done, baby.
Oh. Yeah.
Look, our research is doing, baby.
That's so true. You got to do the prac. Everyone always does
you
the
don't people think they have it back to fucking front. The scientists do the research, read your book first.
Yeah, that's so boring.
Waste
that's
so much
so
time.
So boring.
And then they write about it after and do it after.
Yeah.
And do it first. Do it first. Then you have something to write about.
It's so true. Then do it, then write again.
Saves time.
You are right.
We halve the writing, which is easier.
Think about the things that we've discovered because we're not researching straight away. Well, you can eat corn if you're starving, recycle it. Cum does taste different after pineapple juice. All sorts of things.
So if you're respectful,
is that it?
If you're respectful, you should drink pineapple juice.
Yeah.
And... if you want to save money and not buy so much food, just buy corn and recycle it.
Continue to just shit it out.
That was a real rant.
100% beautiful.
I thought that was real, eh?
Oh my god.
Okay. This brings us to our next segment. German or gibberish? German or gibberish? German or gibberish? All right, let's get into this German segment, you cunts.
Here we go.
So this is a segment where I read a sentence. They have to tell me if it's an actual German sentence or if it's just complete gibberish that I've just fucking made up. Do you understand, Brown? Every time they get it wrong, I get to stand up and slap them in the fucking face as hard as I can.
I reckon legs fair.
Yeah, I'll go.
A big leg hits fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Legs are in distance for you.
Well, how about we do? We'll tally it up at the end.
No, I don't want to tally it up.
Whoever loses, no, gets one slap. That way, you don't risk getting slapped multiple times. One leg slap at the end.
Oh, you can just go bang, bang. We each hit each time. If you just our legs are right there, it's just a leg.
Just get it done.
All right, look at my body. I may as well fucking.
Yeah, I don't
want to
look like that.
All right, you ready? First one. Achtung Nieren bei Fleib.
Yeah, that's definitely German. That is fucking German to a T.
You can't mix and match like half German and then half gibberish.
That was all German.
Full gibberish
I've heard
and full
all
German.
Of those come out of his mouth when he talks to his mum.
Okay, go.
Is that your mum?
I have to go, mum. All right, the really? First sentence. No, I'm kidding. That was a joke. That was part of the game.
We got Brown then.
Yeah, you got me then.
You really thought I was talking about
Yeah, mom? You did go like that. I was like, really?
Oh, we're very good.
Anyway, German or gibberish?
Can I hear it again? Sorry.
Achtung Nieren bei Fleib.
Oh, wait. No. Fleib, that's gibberish. Oh, wait. No way. Of course that's German.
I'm going to go German.
That's German.
Final answers?
Yeah, German.
You are both fucking wrong. That is complete and utter shit.
Acht zu lieben is all German.
Achtung Nieren. Achtung Nieren.
Yeah, he fucked with us.
It's the same thing pretty much.
So that's what I was like. You can't be German and gibberish. Yeah, he's right. He gibberished that.
Fleib. Of course you.
Fleib. That was the fucking thing.
All right, do you get
it done.
No. So you both had one wrong. Whoever loses out of you two gets the leg slap.
Okay, I was going to say this.
Oh, you've got more German than me.
All right, here we go. Ready? Next one. Deine Faust ist geschwollen.
Say it again.
Deine Faust ist geschwollen.
Yeah, no, that is not German. No, it is dein. Oh, fuck, ish. Dein. Oh, fuck. I'm going to go with it isn't German.
I have to go with it is German because he's... I have to get away from him.
It isn't.
It is.
You're trying to trick us. You'd always do a double negative. I can feel... I know you.
It is German.
Oh, fuck! You're lying.
No, I swear to God. The Germans who watch can confirm. And that means your fist is swollen. That's what sentence means.
Holy shit.
All right, next one. Ready?
How many more?
So it's Matt's ahead by one.
Yeah, but how many more have we got?
Three. It's five in total.
Okay.
Steckplutze, wie ab dich! Steckplatze wie ab dich.
I don't reckon it's German. Oh, fuck me. You fucked me, dude. I can't think right now. That's... Say it one more time.
Steckplatze wie ab dich.
That's not German.
Yeah, I'm gonna go not German too.
Fuck, you can just play it safe and follow me the whole time.
Oh, that's so true, Daniel.
I shouldn't have said that.
The answers are locked in.
Alright, locked in.
I'll let you go first.
It is not German. You are both correct.
Okay.
I think to be fair now, the person ahead has to go first.
Yeah, agree. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
All right, next one. Meine Frau ist krank.
He's taking this so seriously.
Yeah,
I can't stop laughing.
Meine is German. That's German.
Look, the sentence has to make sense. I may borrow like an is or an a or a the from the actual German
gibberish.
Language.
You can make it gibberish, but you can't use a German word.
Yeah, it has to be.
All right,
a sentence.
One more time.
Meine Frau ist krank.
Clank. That's like a sausage.
He's like he's dropping a C-bomb.
Clank.
Clank.
That's got to be German. That is German.
I get to answer first.
Oh, shit.
And it's not German.
Okay, good.
Not German?
Yeah.
That's German.
That is German.
Fuck.
And yes. That means my wife is sick.
Oh, Arnold.
Arnold Clank just Arnold didn't Kleiner. Seem real.
Clank. Sick.
Yeah.
Clank.
Oh, Clank. Nerve-wracking.
All right, it is. There are even Stevens, baby. Whoever gets this one right. Who gets to pick first now? What if you pick the same? You both get slapped. Mm-hmm. One of you has to take a leap.
Yep. Okay.
Spiel mit dieser Brust.
Spiel the diesel brust.
Spiel mit dieser Brust.
Spiel the diesel wasp. I reckon that is fucking not German. That's not German. Oh, wait. Wasp. What's that last word?
Brust.
Oh, that is fucking German. That's a sausage.
That's Wurst. 100%.
So you're going, it's German.
It's German. I know it's German. You have to. Oh, wait. If you want to go, it's German, then we flip a coin. The other person has to not go, it's German.
Oh, I know how we can make this even more interesting. Whoever gets it right can have a guess at the meaning of the sentence if it is German for an extra
point.
Well,
that's if we both go the same way.
And that's if it is actually German.
So you're saying it is? Are you saying it is?
He's saying that everything that isn't soon. You understand? It's from his Bible.
Yeah, it is for now, but it won't be one day.
Anyway.
So you want to go with is or isn't?
It isn't.
Wow.
You're saying it isn't German.
Boss.
It is German. Okay, here we go.
It is German.
Yes! Oh, Brad.
Would you care to take a guess at the meaning?
Something about sausages.
It says, play with these breasts.
Okay.
Wurst is sausage. Brust is not sausage.
Oh, Brust sounds like breast. I get it.
That was
well.
Oh, now I get to slap your leg as hard as I possibly can.
You've got jeans on.
Yeah, you win.
What goes up must come down.
Your punishment for and down the German
and down.
Ha! I reckon that was nothing.
It actually hurt my hand a lot.
Yeah,
I think you copped the top of the knee.
Fucking wrist a bit. That would have hurt.
Yeah, it hurt me a lot.
It was a little bit of pain, but
the German pays. The German pays.
Man, the right leg's going to take a beating, isn't it, over the next 40 episodes? Look,
you might win some here and there, man. Fine. You might win some here and there.
Next time you're allowed to put your body weight into it, you're allowed to stand up.
Ooh. I agree with that.
Because then you won't hurt yourself.
I think you just have to go more side on.
And I should do like a horse bite thing. You know how they grip it there?
It won't be that hard.
Oh, yeah, if you want.
Will that work?
I reckon, yeah. Look,
oh,
it would make you so mad. I reckon that would make me lash out a bit at him. Because the initial hit and then the grab at the end, he'd slow down. And
I don't think he's going to be able to grab mine. I've got a little bit of chunk there. You're a bit stretchy.
You're going to wear jeans every week.
Fucking A, I am. Well, I come from work anyway, so it makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
It's the uniform. Well,
I actually really like that German segment.
Yeah, I really like that too.
You take it way too serious.
It's a game. You may as well, you never half-ass.
You don't want to lose and have your asshole fucking whipped up, baby.
I just went and enjoyed the moment.
Well, yeah, and now look at you. You got a red sore knee.
And you got a sore wrist.
And so. Anyway, the next segment is something we're trialing. We've never done this before. It's relationship advice with us three. Us three. Relationship advice with us.
We can do it.
And this is basically where some cunts have sent in some shit about their relationship. And they, well, look, two-thirds of the people who sit here are in very successful relationships. So I feel like we're pretty credible when it comes to advice. Not to mention, we are geniuses. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah,
we are fucking so intelligent. So, yeah, it sort of makes sense to us. So keep sending them in. All right, so these are anonymous. Okay? So don't stress out. We're not going to show anyone or anything or compile them in a folder. Keep them. God.
I'm definitely keeping them.
Controversial one. Years ago when I was dating my ex, we were in my car and I was playing Spotify on one of the car speakers through my phone. She wanted to change the song to an artist, but she likes that starts with P, but she couldn't remember the name. So she tried Googling it on my phone, and as soon as she typed P, Pink. Pornhub, came up as the recommended search. She immediately questioned whether I watched porn, and at the time, I didn't think it was a big deal and just thought that everyone watches porn, including girls. My ex before it used to watch porn. So yeah, my response to her was, yeah, so what? And she immediately broke down into tears. Next thing you know, I'm in the doghouse for a week, and she made me promise never to watch porn again whilst we're in a relationship, as she compared to cheating. One of my many reasons why she's my ex now and we are no longer dating. Yeah, look, that's fucking... I guess it's case to case, relationship by relationship, but that's not fucking cheating. You can do it together as well.
Mm.
You're like, there's ways around it, you know? You'd be like, if you feel like watching porn and your partner's like, okay, well, you say, hey, come here and fucking watch this.
Yeah, I agree.
But like, yeah, that's definitely not cheating. And I'm sure that most men would watch porn in relationships still. Like if not all.
I think there's two things. I think she's overreacted, but at the same time, as long as his porn watching isn't like affecting their relation to the point where that he's choosing to watch porn over having sex.
Yeah, toss every now and then. Yeah, no, whatever.
It's very healthy.
So healthy.
Yeah, you don't want to.
That's why you're glowing.
The doing it together idea, like.
Yeah. Thanks, doing it together is a lot of fun.
Thank you, man.
You learn.
Thank you so much. He was splashing around in his vomit today with those hands.
Oh, yeah. I have not washed them since.
Anyway,
yucky.
So there you go. That's some helpful advice. All right, you were right, and she was wrong.
And communicate to each other.
Don't worry about that. You were right; she was wrong. That's all that matters.
Yeah, don't talk about it always.
Yeah, not. Yeah, don't want it to be dinner chat every night. Unless you're both enjoying it.
Anyway, hey lads. Long time viewer, first time messaging. I've been single since 2019. COVID's taken a real uppercut to my dating life. Any advice on getting back out there and meeting someone? What's your best pickup lines? Where would you meet chicks aside from dating apps? I'm 22 and sexually frustrated.
22.
Please keep me anonymous.
22 is so young.
Yeah, dude. You got plenty of options.
Dude, yeah, dating apps. That was fucking so easy back in the day. Dating apps just fucking, it's just a numbers game.
Especially for young people as well. And again, you got all this time to go out and, you know, and party and all that.
But he wants fuck right now. He wants a fucking root right now. Look, there's dating sites out there that have just that, what you're looking for. One of our friends, remember, used to have Fuckbook.
Oh, he did.
So, and oh, that worked
about,
well.
Yeah, okay. So you're talking about, yeah, like
getting out there and having a bit of a fuck.
Does he want a girlfriend though?
No, he's just saying he's dating.
Yeah, dating.
Best pickup lines. And where would you meet chicks aside from dating apps? We just would go out. That's where we would meet all our birds. Yeah. Matt Brown, Matt's situation is very different. He would, you know, stalk, hunt, all that, whatever. We don't expect you to do that.
Marty's right. I reckon you can either go out or you can hit your usual dating apps. But if you really want to get out there and, you know, if your main goal is just sex, yeah, there's sites for that.
And there's animals too. You can get some big animals now.
We had a fan, I think, ask us, what's a pickup line? And I messaged him, ask them if you've ever seen a dead body. It fucking worked.
Yeah, it works. It works well. The other thing you can do is find a celebrity that you look like and pretend to be that celebrity. That worked for us. We were just always just showing off. We were just always attention seeking. I guess it's called peacocking, isn't it?
Peacocks do
it. Peacocking. Ooh, dancing around, trying to be funny.
Oh, yeah.
There's some footage of you dancing in Europe, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, very beautiful.
Man. Yeah, like a peacock. Other pickup lines is get in the van. Just fucking point outside and just don't stop saying it. Get in the van. Get in the van. Because eventually they'll believe you. And then that's when you say, I'm joking. And then the relief comes. And then bang.
Breaks the ice.
Yeah, man. It is a hammer through that ice. Shard everywhere, baby.
Get in the van?
Yeah, yeah. Trust me, man. Try it. Get in the van. No. I'm not. Get in the van. No, get in the van. And maybe move a little closer to her every time you say it.
Yeah, you got to be in the, like, certain, like, is it where you are? Makes sense.
Gesture to the outside. Okay. Get in the van. Get in the van.
And then you laugh.
And then
just kidding.
And then just as she's freaking out, this guy's fucked, this is real. And no, I'm just joking. God, how are you? Like, what are you doing here? What are you reading right now?
Okay.
Let's try it, please. And on dating apps, one thing that was so easy, your first message, hey, how's it going? So what are you doing? Like, dating apps just turn into fucking small talk, boring shit shows for chicks. Give them something to read. Give them something to, it's a bit different. You stand out a bit, you know?
Oh, wow. We had
give
friends.
Give them something to read.
Friends of ours would honestly just fucking froth over Marty writing shit.
I would just take friend's phone and just write the first message to chicks, and then they would always continue talking.
Oh, man. We won't name him, but he loves it.
Yeah. Boy.
Oh, we better cut that.
On dating apps.
Can we believe
he just liked the shit you'd send?
Yes. I'm sleeping with two women.
Yes.
They're both pregnant.
Yes.
Neither knows about the other.
Yes.
I should stop, but I can't. Best poem for Valentine's.
They're both pregnant?
Yeah.
Do you want the serious answer what to do or the...
Well,
honest, I guess.
You should.
I don't even know. That's a tricky one.
Are they your children? Are they someone else's children you're scunting on?
Do you mean like the girls he's
putting
the
already
or the
pregnant?
Kids that he's put in the girls?
I'm saying the babies in the women.
I thought you meant the girls themselves.
His own, because he's facialing them. Every time he ejaculates into the pregnant beasts.
No, they'll be going on the feet. Isn't the baby upwards and then it turns? It comes.
Doesn't
out.
Matter.
It's still the anyway. Cum's still getting in him, man.
I don't know.
The sperms work around the wall and attack its head. I've read it, man.
I back that. And
we'd do an experiment if we could.
So either way, he's either coming on his own kids or someone else's kids.
Yeah, and
as
that's
long as the girls aren't
look.
His kids.
That's risky, but man, that is respect. That is respectful.
Dude, I guess like,
what do you want?
Do they want, like, is it an open relationship where like they're sleeping with other people? Because if they are,
if they are, then
sounds
that,
like
it's
okay.
Fine.
But sounds
if,
like they're not ready.
But why
for
would they get pregnant with him if they're sleeping around? Too?
Sounds like they're not ready.
Maybe
for
they do sleep around because they've got pregnant with. That's why they're pregnant.
Well, yeah. Then he has a case to not worry about it, and I'll be like, give me a paternity test.
But I guess if he's told the girl that he just wants to be with her and then he's gone
then he's
and
fucked.
Doing the other one. That's probably wrong. You can't do that.
Yeah.
So like, you got to be honest. But if they're chill with it, then it's fine.
Yeah, it's all going to come out in the end.
He's got the kids coming.
Yeah,
the kids.
Yeah, they're going to come out with
he's coming on the kids.
It's just a recipe
for disaster. Block a heart and come in their throats.
It's a recipe for disaster. Eventually, they're going to find out. Eventually.
The kids are coming. And
I wonder
he's coming.
If there is a recipe for disaster. It's an interesting saying, and we should make a video about it.
Can you write?
Is
that
there
down
a recipe
right
for disaster?
That is fucking good.
Thank you.
What is a recipe for disaster?
Is there a recipe to disaster? Yeah, think about it. All right, we'll find out for you. Stay tuned. All right, it's auto-corrected to receipt.
Can we go,
but that'll do.
That's sort of like we got to find out cooking-wise or just in general.
Just in general, baby. And we try and cook it.
You're gonna get a recipe for a bomb.
We try and cook the recipe because that's what you do with recipes. You cook it.
Yeah, true.
Which is implying that all disasters are cooked up.
Holy shit.
That makes sense.
I get it.
We're all catching up now.
Most people that have disasters happen are chefs.
Up. Possibly. Or maybe there's no disaster. Because they know how to cook. All right.
How's everyone going?
All right, we're going to move right along.
Dude, I wish you laughed like that all the time.
And my voice went in and out like the microphone.
Okay.
Oh, the wide stopped filming.
How'd you know?
It moved a bit. It
went, bullshit.
It did not.
Beep, beep, it's beep, beep.
Up.
Oh, the whites have been moved a bit.
You got me.
Beep, 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 beep.
That's what it did.
Oh.
All right, okay. It's time for, we got two final segments, my clear.
We still got two more.
Yeah, baby. We got the PO unboxing, and I got to say, there's fuck all. We have like 10 letters from the same cunt, the decoding cunt. And to be honest, I think I'm just going to rip most in half.
No, we got to give him a chance. There could be like shit in there that we haven't seen.
Shotgun not gold. Decoding them.
Yeah.
And there is one other genuine letter. We wanted to do something with the podcast this year, with the PO Box segment, sorry. We want to take all of the things that we get sent and build it into a statue.
Well,
a sculpture is what you would call it.
Yeah.
A sculpture of like, the season. So we have a season sculpture. We'll glue it together. We'll,
sort of like Requifton was built, right?
Yeah, exactly how Requifton was built. Remember?
Together with spare parts.
Yeah, except Matt used body parts. We'll and just breasts. Be using the things that you send, which could be body parts if you want to send that.
So basically people can send whatever they want and we will put it together and create
something. We'll put it together and every week we'll add to it. So please send in your shit, okay? Whatever you want. It doesn't have to be, you know.
As long as it goes on a mannequin.
Yeah, we've got to be able to stick it.
Where are we going to keep them? Should we make
it? But like, look at this shit that
they
sent.
We'll put the mannequin there.
Look at,
we can put it here.
Yeah, we can just hold it up every week.
But, next to you.
Yeah, well, I can put it there. But what we'll do when it comes to the segment, I'll put it up on the table so everyone can see it.
And like, look at this shit that we got sent last year. We could turn that into a sculpture. No worries. So just shit like that. And if you want to send it, here it is. PO Box 256 Tagum 4018 Queensland, Australia. And it says there, send us weird shit. See that? Yeah, so nah. Go on. Do that, cunt. I don't want to tell you what to do, but fucking send us shit, cunt.
Darren is fucking taken over.
Mm.
Okay, so these are the letters. Okay, we got one from the coder. Same handwriting, two from coder.
Yeah, we know which three handwriting coder. Off by heart
four
now.
Four coder.
Aww.
Five coder, six coder, but we've never been sent yellow ones from the coder.
That's exciting. I'll put my hands up. That's exciting.
Same. I'm not impressed.
So we'll open one of these each, and then we've got a cool one that's not from
the
coder.
And then
give
we have
these reject ones. I'll have a look at them.
Then we have a letter from someone else, which is nice. Hopefully,
yes.
Right, just be careful opening.
They're
these
all gonna have cum and pubes and shit.
Oh, that's right. He sends his fucking fluids to
he
us.
He sends himself.
Oh, this gift is for Matt Brown. I got one for Matt.
He sends himself.
Yeah. All right. Give it to you. I don't like how you hold it.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Oh, and he writes shit on there that I can't really read out.
It's oh,
too,
really?
Yeah, if it's too graphic, just say, we can't read
Why
that.
Why is this sticking together?
Oh, he's...
Suck this, you.
Oh, it is too. Oh, it's full.
It's don't show full what it says cum. On
yeah,
the paper.
Yeah, don't show what it says. We can't show those words on the screen. You don't need to undo it.
Be careful, you're flashing the words right now.
Just says cum and pubes.
Okay. And it says it's got some words that are very politically incorrect that we cannot reveal to you. To Marty and Michael, I love your guys' videos I watch on YouTube and Facebook and YouTube. I love how you say it's for science. Can you please personally sign these two photos of you guys? You can say anything on it, please. Thanks for your videos. It makes my day. Happy to see you guys doing the videos. Thanks again and enjoy my letter from Hayden Cunningham. Thank you very much, Hayden. And we will sign those off.
We don't know. We don't know how to do.
Do we not know how to send things back, Matt?
Do we have a return address?
No,
we've said. Isn't that there?
Is that like? Don't we have to put it back in this thing and then?
No,
send
no.
It?
We just write that address on another piece of envelope.
Yeah. See, last time the person, give it to me. I'll take care of
Matt,
it.
Matt, we'll do this.
All right,
careful! You're going to ruin the photos. Last time a guy sent us actual photos and we signed them, but they didn't give us an address.
I think he did later on.
Yeah, I've still got them,
but we just didn't do it.
They were gone by then. The house is always messy.
Yeah. I've got them.
Thank you for that, Hayden. And we don't really need to go into the rest of those letters.
He just said a diss song about Matt Brown.
Yeah, the coder is
he's not really a coder anymore. It's more of just like he just hates Matt with a burning fire.
Yeah, well,
maybe it's like the abuser, we'll call him.
Yeah, what can I say?
Okay, one more. Let's see. Better. What's he got on this?
I just see my name and C bombs. That's all I ever see. And then I'm just so nervous that they've
He's so much jizz. His loads are so massive.
Open to find out.
You fat ball. What the fuck is going on?
Oh my god.
Hey, this is so fun.
I can't read. We can't read out what he's written.
Okay, there. Yeah. Well, there we go.
Can I just have a look? Is it what I think it is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's very, very.
Dude, you've got some serious issues and.
Don't fuel him on, Matt. He'll start fucking throwing rocks at your house. And his address is.
Oh, we have his return address.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
Can have a read of those after.
His dad left him.
He laughed a bit at that. Is the flare still recording? And then it's time for the fly light.
No, I heard it gone. Me, 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 me.
Did not. I heard it go.
All right, everybody. So that nearly wraps it up for us. And we'd just like to say thank you so much for getting to this stage. And it's the prank call time, okay?
All right, here we go.
I don't know if I can sit through this.
Oh, yeah. So now you get to see. Matt used to always. Oh, here we go. Remember, over at mine.
It's not much. Don't get your hopes up. Dude. It's such a more intense angle. I could have dragged that out, baby. I thought that would be a short one, baby.
Anyway. Oh, continue with the call.
Yeah, Matthew Brown normally walks away, so now you get to see him.
I'm thinking about walking away.
You can't. You have to stay. That's why we got the cameras.
People need to see your face.
Oh, I'm thinking about walking away.
People need to see your fucking face.
Hi, welcome to Domino's. Can I help?
Hi. I was wondering if I could place a pickup order, please. Sorry, just before I continue, I have a diagnosed Tourette's, so if I...
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Max sound. It's just my turret. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. All good. What would you like?
Can I place order for... You fucking pig. Place an order for... Sorry. Three large pizzas.
Yeah.
Can I get one... one large meat lovers... Fucking close the door! Large meat lovers on classic crust...
Yeah.
Can I get one? Snip it. Snip the tip off. Just one large Hawaiian, please.
Yeah.
And also just get what's the chicken one called again? You fucking broke it. You broke down outside my house. You can't.
There's a chicken and camembert. Chicken bacon aioli, chicken supreme.
Fresh milk! Pour the milk down the sink! I'll get the chicken and camembert bear, please.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Dress me up like a little girl! Dress me up now! And then for drinks... spit at me now, coward! One 2.5 litre... Sprinkle your dust on my cunt! I want to smell your shit! 1 2.25 liter Coca-Cola, please.
The 1.25 liter, we don't have Coke. We have a Pepsi or Pepsi Max.
Shut your mouth! I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
Pepsi Max, please.
Yeah.
Bring it over. Drag it in here. I want to smell its cunt. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
And then, is if I get one side, is that like a special? Deal.
I can check that for you if you'd like.
Yeah. Yes, please. It's burning me alive!
Yeah, so you can get the three pizzas, a garlic bread...
Block them at the front door! I can't see this right now!
And the drink for a deal of $35.95?
Okay.
Bring it out of here and scut it in half. Bleed piss. Bleed more piss down his throat. I want to come in my own mouth. You fucking fuck a tit. Fuck a tit off. Fuck it off backwards now.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Look. So, would you like me to repeat the order for you?
Yes, please.
Shut up! What the fuck?
So that's the barbecue meat lovers, Hawaiian, chicken and camembert, the 1.25 litre Pepsi Max.
I can't see it! Why can't I see anything?
I'm so sorry.
For $35.95?
I'm probably just gonna have to hang up on her there.
Oh, dude. I reckon because you say that you've got Tourette's,
yeah,
they're going to let it go forever.
Oh, man. She did so well. That is fucking professionalism.
Yeah, that is good work from Domino's.
She wants a job?
Why we did that.
Sorry about that. Swearing. I literally have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth.
Oh, man.
It's scary. Relinquishing control of my thoughts because anything could come out. Do you understand what I'm saying?
She was so lovely. What was her name?
Timothy Lender.
Timothy Linda.
Timothy Linda.
It's actually a really beautiful name.
I'm gonna call my.
Mind it, eh?
Timothy
rolls
Linda.
Off the tongue. Dude.
Timothy Linda, you were so professional back there. Thank you so much. So sorry I had to hear that. You sounded young, and I'm sorry. I can't. If I take the filter away. Things just are said.
Oh, it was just swear words.
I said cunt a lot, and I told her to shut up, which I felt bad about.
Yeah, when she said, when you read it back, you were like, shut up.
No, but like...
But she knows it's not personal.
Yeah, you know, and you're allowed to.
Look, I'm glazed in sweat now, like I've been hunting.
Yeah, it was hard.
She did take it well. Timothy.
Timothy Linda.
What a name.
Timothy Linda.
All right, guys, we got a jam-packed season coming for you, all right? As you can tell, it's going to be a fucking rip snortler, all right? The prank calls, we're going to try and have a bit of a storyline with two eventually, like the butcher from at this end of season two. Remember the butcher?
Wonder if we'll get a new character this season.
Possibly. Could be new characters. Yeah. We got Arnold Fine prank calls, Darren prank calls, Margaret prank calls, Dakota's a bitch.
She fully is.
Yeah, she is.
Darren is coming back.
Before we have our closing thoughts, can we just check the phone? I heard it buzzing and I saw smoke pouring out of the back of it.
Oh, man.
All right, that's the end of episode one. We're probably not quite at the best that we usually are.
Takes time to warm back up.
Yeah, it's our first one back, and there are a lot of technical things. We're in a new house. Like, we're in a new part of the house.
Sort of.
Actually, we're doing multi. We're doing multi-angle for the first time, and that's going to be some teething. Some teething issues.
The middle camera, the wide backed out, like it blacked out.
It stopped a few times, man. So, I don't know if you guys noticed, but it stopped a few times.
And hopefully, our angles. Hopefully, our angles are good.
MD's hitting,
baby. We've got
a closing thought.
I guess we could say.
Exactly. And well done, boys. Seriously, eh? No, that's actually really pretty good. We're nearly the best. We're nearly back to the best. We'll probably be back at the best season, episode 2 or 3. That was really nearly at the best.